Today's daf is Eruvin daf Pei Zayin. As we continue in Ketzad Mishtatfin, we are discussing various issues relating to Eruv Chatzeres, Shitav Mavos, as we are talking, and we just mentioned the Mishnah on daf Pei Vav Amid Aleph. The Mishnah mentioned the case of the water between two Chatzeres. If you have the picture book today would be a good day to have the picture book. To have, again, if you have the Hamaor Hamavuar, that a couple of pictures today would be... The visual aids would be helpful in understanding. So, says the Mishnah, that if you have the water source between two cities, one can make some type of hanging mechitza, a mechitza tluya, and we're makel over water. That is what we mentioned on the top of Pevav and the base. Then we got into a sukkah a little bit. We discussed whether Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi would agree with each other. Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a wall at the end of your chatzer, just going straight across between the two chatzeros, would that suffice for separating symbolically the water underneath? Rabbi Yehuda says yes here. And Rabbi Yossi says a hanging wall works by sukkah too. Doesn't have to be within 3 tefachim from the ground, right? You know, as long as it's 10 tefachim tall, it shoots up just like it just shoots down, just like it would shoot up. That was the shita of Rabbi Yossi. And the Gemara ended up saying that you can be mechalik between the two contexts. Meaning sukkah is daraisa, and Shabbos is in the world of Isra Skila. So therefore, one does not have to agree with the other one. And the last point we made was maybe this points and reflects on the definition of the structure of sukkah as well. In terms of whether the walls are part of the definition of sukkah. The schach are definitely part of the definition of sukkah, hence the name sukkah, from schach. That's Rashi Adav Beis and Masecha Sukkah. Al Shema Schach Kriya Sukkah. Does that mean that the walls are not part of the definition? They're just there to help create the schach? Or do we say, no, the walls are also part of the definition of sukkah? And again, there are a number of nafkaminas. One of them that we mentioned yesterday was in terms of the muksa lemitzvaso. Does that apply? The Gemara Sukkah daftes, k'shem shechal shem shemayim ala chagiga, kach chal shem shemayim ala sukkah. Does that apply only to the schach or also to the walls? Okay, so that was the discussion that we had, but we ended up saying that you can be mechalik between the two contexts, and Rabbi Yossi, who says that by sukkah, would not agree to Shabbos. Meaning, Rabbi Yossi, who says you can have a hanging wall, a mechitza tluya, by sukkah, with a lot of space underneath. We don't paskin like that. We paskin that if it's 10 tefachim high, then it can shoot all the way up. But if it's hanging from the ceiling, you can't have a large space underneath, between the bottom of the wall and the ground. So we don't paskin that way. But either way, Rabbi Yossi says it by sukkah, but he would not say it by Shabbos. By Shabbos, he would agree that you are not allowed to have the hanging walls. That's what we said the Gemara at the end said. Lokam Rabbi Yossi, ala besukkah, de isser aseyu. Sukkah that most is an isser aseyu. You're eating outside the sukkah. Aval Shabbos, I'm about 12 lines up to the bottom, de isser skiluhu lomer. But by Shabbos, he wouldn't say a hanging wall would be good enough. He would not agree to Rabbi Yehuda. So we're in the middle of that statement of the Gemara. Let's continue now. The Yim Tomar, says the Gemara. Oh, so you're telling me that Rabbi Yossi would not allow a hanging wall by Shabbos? But Vim Tomar, Osa Maisa Shadasa Bitsipori. There was a story that happened in Sipori, Alminasa. Sipori, one of the places where the Sanhedrin resided after it left Yerushalayim, and then it went to Yavne, and then it went up north, and all the places up north where the Sanhedrin was. Sipori, Hosea, Usha, Tveria was the last place, but all the places. So a number of stories we have from Sipori. So, what happened at the story in Sipori? If you're telling me Rabbi Yossi didn't allow a hanging mechitza, so who that famous story in Sipori, where they allowed a certain type of mechitza, wasn't that Rabbi Yossi? So the Gemara says, lo al, he was the Mardasra in Sipori. So the Gemara says, no, lo al pi Rabbi Yossi na'asa, ela al pi Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi na'asa. It was done by his son. It wasn't him. After Rabbi Yossi died, he wasn't the Mardasra anymore. He would not have allowed it. His son came along and allowed it. And the poskim say, based on this also, one is allowed to argue in halacha on their father. Maybe not in front of them, this is after the father died, but if the son is a gavar rabba, the son can hold his own, he's a major leaguer also, so then the son is allowed to make her a din, but they're a kavod to argue with the father. So that was the story. What was the story in Sipori? As follows. The Chiyasa Rav Dimi, Amar, Pamachas, Shachachu, Velo Hiviu. Sefer Torah, Mi Bod Yom. One time they forgot to bring a Sefer Torah. It was Shabbos, they needed to lane. They forgot to bring a Sefer Torah Mibod Yom L'machar. So what they do? The next day they wanted to bring a Sefer Torah, and it was a chatzer. There was no, it was not separated. Rashi says, U'b'chatzer achas she'eino mu'ureves. And they wanted to bring it derech a chatzer she'eino mu'ureves. What do? They put up sheets. They put up sheets and created a mechitza. Mibod Yom L'machar pasur sadin al ha'amudim ve'heviu Sefer Torah v'karubo. And they brought the Sefer Torah and they leaned from it. So, and that story we have in Misora was, there was a problem with that mechitza. It must have been a mechitza tluya. So didn't Rabbi Yossi allow it? Answer is no. He didn't allow it. His son, Rabbi Yossi allowed it. Let's just finish the story and then we'll comment. Says the Gemara, Parsu l'chanchila mishari. Does anyone say you're allowed to do what the story seems to have said they did? Why don't we just say, oh, you're allowed to have a mechitza tluya? But it sounds like from the story that they put up the sheets in the first place. We have learned a number of times in this Masechta, Masechta Shabbos, there's an Isser d'Oraisa of Binyan on Shabbos. There's an Isser d'Rabbanan of Asiyas Ohel Arai. When it's not like we make an Ohel, whether it's a roof, whether it's a mechitza on Shabbos. And we mentioned what type of mechitza is us. Am I allowed to put up a sheet in order to keep the air conditioning coolness in to the area? So we mentioned the Shulchan Aruch says, the mechitza that is aser is a mechitza hamateres, a mechitza that has halachic significance. That's what's aser drabbanan to put up on Shabbos. So this is a mechitza hamateres. See how they put it up? V'akol modim she'ein osin o'al arai b'Shabbos. Everybody agrees. Rebbe Lazar, the Chachamim. So Ella, what exactly was the story? Matsu sadinim perusim al ha'amudim. They found sheets that were hanging on poles on Shabbos. V'heviu sefer Torah v'karubo. And they brought a sefer Torah and read it in there. Period. But either way, so it was the walls were up. But the allowance was the mechitza tluya element, and that's why it was Rishmael Rabbi Yossi, and not specifically Rabbi Yossi. Good. So that was all the story. We're going to stop there for a minute. Let's talk a little bit about Kriyas HaTorah, where I hear said that they went and they did their best to try to bring a safer Torah to the people in the chatzar. How serious is the chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah? You have to bring a Torah there, right? What are we doing at Beis Avel? What do we do in, let's say, the Shulchan Aruch talks about people who got taken by the government and they're in jail. So what do you do there? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, in Siman Kuf Lamed Hey, we'll start with this, B'nei Adam, ha'chavushin bebeiso asurin. You have people stuck in jail. Ein mevi'in etzlam sefer Torah. Afilu b'rosh Hashanah v'yom ha'kipurim. You don't bring them a sefer Torah? Why not? Why do you bring a Sefer Torah? Via Tom says the Mishnah Berurah, Shezilzul hu l'Sefer Torah, l'holicha el anashim shetzrichin la. Should the Torah go to people or should the people go to the Torah? People should go to the Torah. You're going to schlep the Torah to people? That's a zilzul. Ki kvoda sheyelchu anashim eleha. That is the reason. What happens if there are 10 people? You're not just going to bring along the minion. There are 10 people that are in jail. The government took, whatever. So then the Bir Halacha says, maybe that's not such a zilzul. If it's 10 people that need it. So related to this is the minhag of what we do in a Beis Ha'avel. In a Beis Ha'avel, there are two options, right? Let's say the minhag is, it's not so much, Ramosha says, he's not exactly sure what the source is, the early sources, the Aruch HaShulchan quotes it, v'chulu, but there is no early source for the idea that we all have heard of, you got to have at least 3 leanings. 3 leanings in the Beis HaAvel. That's why we try to have a Shabbos Mincha and 2 days during the week. You always have to try to have 3 leanings. Why is that? So the Aruch HaShulchan says it's based on Kfiyas. To create a Kfiyas, that gives more covet for the Sefer Torah. Rav Moshe writes, there isn't so many sources that tell us that point in that direction for having the three times leaning. But, you know, this is what people do. The other way around it is that if there is a kfiyus, meaning if there is an aron, if there's a small aron brought to a Beis HaAvel, then the minhag olam also has to be mekel, even less than 3 times. The issue is, as our Gemara here talks about, it's a zilzul, or as the Shulchan Aruch said, to bring a Sefer Torah. So how do you get out of that zilzul? See, if it's 3 times, that already established it as a kfiyus. So that's one way. Or having it in an aron. That's another way, even to have less than 3 times. So that is the, in terms of bringing a Sefer Torah. What about per se the chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah? The chiyuv, does one have to make themselves crazy to hear laning? Obviously, we should always try to daven with a minion. Kriyas HaTorah is a Takana Durabanan. We know from the Gemara in Maseches Bava Kamma, the Gemara at the end of Perek Maruba, in the seventh Perek, the Gemara discusses that there were certain Takanos of Ezra HaSofer, there were certain Takanos before him of Yoshua Bin Nun. One of the Takanos of Ezra HaSofer, the Gemara says, was laning every 3 days. So the Gemara says, Bava Kamma da Pebeza Ben Aleph. Ask the Gemara, Ezra did that? Moshe Rabbeinu did that. We know, the Gemara says, based on the Psukim by Mara, they went 3 days without water, and they were thirsty, and they thirsted, and Hashem gave, right, the bitter water is bitter treat. But what is Chazal Darshin? The Gemara says, Darshi Rishumos Amru Ein Mayim Ela Torah. Shemra Hai Kol Tzam Elo Chulamayim. They were thirsty for water. Kiva Shalcho Shlosh Yom Elo Mayim Below Torah Nil'u. They went 3 days without Torah, they became weary. So Moshe Rabbeinu made the Takan of Kriyas HaTorah. So the Gemara asks, was it Ezra or was it Moshe? So the Gemara says that, well, Moshe started and Ezra solidified. Moshe said, okay, you can have three aliyahs, one pasuk each. Or three aliyahs, three psukim each. And Ezra came along and said, well, we say, no, you got to have at least three aliyahs and at least 10 psukim. That was Ezra. So he solidified it. Either way, it's a takana d'rabanan, even though Moshe Rabbeinu did it. We postulate it's a takana d'rabanan of Kriyas HaTorah. So the question is again, do we have, what kind of chiyuv is that? And I'll just ask this by way of a question. Why are we allowed a lane on Shabbos? Why don't we say, Gzeira Shem Yavirin, who's safer Torah, Dalanamas versus Arabim? It's a question of the Achronim. You know, we're worried about carrying a lulav, worried about carrying a shofar. So what about here too? Why don't we say, Gzeira, you might carry a safer Torah in a place without an Erev? What's the difference? So explain Rov HaAchronim, the chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah is a different type of chiyuv than all those other chiyuvim. The other chiyuvim are chovos hayachid. Personal chiyuvim. Every person has a chiyuv to hear the shofar, or blow the shofar, hear the shofar, lay in the Megillah, shake the lulav, chovos hayachid. Chovos hayachid, we have chshashos, that a yachid is going to try to do it, and he might forget and come to carry it. Kriyas HaTorah, according to Rov Mefarshim, is chovos hatzibur. I should make myself as part of the tzibur, and therefore, I hear the laning. But, Rov HaPoskim assume, let's say somebody has to go to the bathroom in the middle of laning, and they go out and they miss an aliyah. They have to go to another shul to make it up? They go to another shul, they have to, if they miss a word, if somebody, the Balkori is very low, and he garbles, or they don't hear it. You have to make it up, you have to go to another shul to hear it? The answer is no. It's a chovas tzibur, I have to do my best, I have to try my best. But, it's not a chovas hayachid. Except for Parsha Zachar. That's the only one. But besides Parsha Zachar, it's Chovas HaTzibur. And therefore, that's the answer to the question. If it's a Chovas HaTzibur, everybody's going to remind each other. It's only Dumb HaTzibur, and therefore, there's no Gzeira Shem Yavirenu when it comes to Chovas of the Tzibur. Only to Chovas of the Yachid. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he seems to say it's a Chovas HaYachid. That's a Das Yachid. That's a minority Shita. Rav Moshe writes in Arachayim, Chelek Dalid, Simin Mem. He talks about Chiyuv Kriyas HaTorah who I'll call Echad Lishmoa Gimel Kruin B'Sheni V'Chamishi V'Mincha B'Shavus U'B'Tainas Sibur B'Rosh Chodesh Cholamoid Arba Kruin. He goes through V'Yavim Lo Shema B'Lo Brachas. Ramosha says, okay, I'll be Mekel if you miss the Brachas. You don't have to make yourself crazy if you miss the Brachas. That's okay, but you don't have to go and hear it again. But in terms of hearing it, and he says again in the next piece, Mishum She'ika Chiyuv I'll call Echad Lishmoa Kol HaTorah B'Meshach Hashana Mishabes Breishes at Simchas Torah Shekorin Zos HaBracha V'Av Sheheim Devarim Pshutim U'Brurim Lo Yeduim D'Harbi Inshi. Even though it's clear, most people don't know it. So the reason it's not clear is because most other Achronim argue on this. Most other Achronim say it's a Chovas HaTzibur. Right, let's say somebody's on an airplane and they miss landing that day. Even if they have a minion on the airplane, which is a separate question, whether you should have the minion on the airplane or just dive in your seat. But either way, you missed the landing. So you have to make yourself crazy afterwards to go to try to get a minion for mincha to gather 10 people. So Mikra Adin, one does not have to do it, it's a Chovas HaTzibur. But again, there are a lot of nafkaminas in terms of Chovas HaTzibur versus Chovas HaYachid. Meaning in terms of, are you allowed to learn during Kriyas HaTorah? So again, the Shulchan Aruch says not, but again, if it's a chovetz hayachid, then for sure you're not allowed to. Chovetz hatzibur, you have a little more flexibility. Is what happens if you're it's during the middle of Pesukah, the Zimra, do you have to stop? Or if Sturbach has a shuvah where he says maybe a microphone is okay for chovetz hatzibur because you don't really have to say it yourself. So there are different coolest when it comes to chovetz hatzibur. But again, even if it's a chovetz hatzibur, we have to try to make ourselves as part of the klal as much as we can. Just to quote one interesting case. The Netziv had a tshuva. Netziv in Valashin. The Netziv had a tshuva in Meshiv Davar, Simin Tezayin. Lechvod Harav V'chulu, Be'ir Cincinnati, Ba'America. So the Netziv wrote a tshuva to Cincinnati. There was a certain Rav in Cincinnati, and he said there was a certain chever that was donating a sefer Torah, zochel lechanech Aron Hakodesh, new Aron Kodesh with sefer Torah. They were dancing, and it was on Stam a Sunday, and they wanted a lane. So, and this Rav was mochi, and you can't lane. Why are you laning? It's a Sunday. Why? It's not Chanukah Sabayis. What are you laning for? So the Netziv says, yes, he asked it, did I do correctly? Did I stop them? It appeared the reason that I gave was ki akori b'Torah shelo bizman shekavu chazal hariza over al baltosef. Right, you're adding on to what Chazal said. So you know, is this v'ineis? He says the Netziv. I agree with you, but not for your reason. It's not baltosef. V'mishim halo arya. Right, it's not baltosef. Even if you make a bracha, it's not baltosef. He says, you know, because you're not doing a mitzvah daraisa, and you're not doing it l'shem mitzvah. So there are reasons that it's not baltosef. But there is the other problem of laning at a time when Chazal said that you shouldn't lane. Right, they wouldn't institute this. So part of it is bizayin haTorah, like taking out a Torah, which is all the tzarich. Right, that is what's the level of tzarich that you need? And he says, and there are two issues. You're going to make the bracha? You're going to make brachas haTorah on that? So that's a separate issue. Hapshita delikro bebracha biyom shelo tiknu chazal hu bracha levatala. Without a bracha, is there an iser to lane from a Torah without a bracha? So make your adin if it's not the usual laning kriya not. But he says there's a Yerushalmi that seems to say that it's a problem, and therefore he says there's no basis. He says beemes lo yadati maraha ish hamitcharei lasos ma'isekazesh lo noda bekoro. What do you want to lane for? Just have a party, just dance, just sing. What do you have to lane for? So either way, sometimes we are emotional. This is what we want to do. But if it's not halachically mandated, so then it's not halachically allowed. Sometimes those two go together. So therefore, that's the Netziv's tshuva right here in the 16th tshuva in the Meshiv Davar, relating to laning and Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, we'll come back to more if there's time later. Okay, now we continue though. Now says the Gemara, 5 lines up from the bottom. Amar Rabba, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya, Amru Davar Echad. Rabbi Yehuda, in our Mishnah, remember what Rabbi Yehuda said? Rabbi Yehuda said, you could just say, if you have the body of water, you have the pit of water in between two chaseros, you don't need any extra, you know, ledges built within, Beishamai, Beisilel, above the water, in the water. No, just need the wall going across. That's good enough. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, he and Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya say the same thing. Similar shitas. Rabbi Yehuda ad Amar. Rabbi Yehuda, we already said. Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya says. Ditanya the Brisa says. Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya Omer. Gezuztura sheyesh ba'arba amos al arba amos. There is a gezuztura, meaning Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya also has kulas regarding mechitas above water. That's going to be the parallel between these two shitas. So you have a gezuztura sheyesh ba'arba amos al arba amos. What happens? A person has a porch that's over a body of water. The rule that we are going to have over the next couple of lines is that in order to be able to fill water up through this porch, one cuts a hole 4 by 4 amos. The hole is going to have to be 4 by 4 tfachim, the hole, and the porch that's outside the hole is going to have to be 10 tfachim long, each side. Because that is the requisite shear that's going to be enough that the symbolic walls that we are going to be allowed to drop down has to be a significant area and has to be surrounded by a significant area. So that's what's needed here. So if you want to cut a hole in your porch and you need it to be big enough hole and a big enough sidebars, next to the hole, says Rabbi Chaim ben Akavia, it's got to be 4x4 amos, the porch. Why? Because then, chokik badalar al dalar mamale. What are you allowed to do? You're allowed to cut out a 4x4 tefach hole in the middle, and then what are you going to do there? Let's say you have four amos is 24 tefachim. 24x24 tefachim. If you cut out the middle 4x4, you're left with 10 on each side. And what's the chiddush here? What are we saying here? After you cut out the hole, we are using a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim called kof. Kof means bend down. You're allowed to symbolically take parts of the porch and bend it down as if there are symbolic walls now shooting down towards the water. And then you'll be able to take the water up. Remember, this is all, the water is a karmelis. You're taking it into a porch, which is a Rosh Hashanah. This is all Yisurei D'Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan have the Mesorah that we have this allowance that you're allowed to do kof. You're allowed to bend the walls down. See the bottom, the top Rashi on the left, top line in Rashi. Veroen osan kiilu hein kayukfufin lamata. Kein machitza tluya lamayim. You're allowed to look at it as if it's bent down. And then once it's down a little bit, you can use the other halach l'moshe misinai of gudachas mechitzta that it stretches all the way down. So that is what one is allowed to do. That is the shita of Rechaim and Akavya. And it's similar to Rabbi Yehuda in that it is a machitza tluya. That's why it is allowed. Good. So good, well, we'll see that. We'll see that here he seems to say that Kof and Gurachis, he allows both. Rabbi Yossi might say only hold, we'll see soon, only hold of Gurachis. Who says he holds of Kof? But we're putting these two shitas together, at least in terms of there are leniencies by Mechitza Tluya over water. Armalei Abaya, Vidil Malohi, exactly what we just said. Ad Kalokam Rabbi Yehuda Hasam. Maybe you don't put Rabbi Yehuda over here with the Rabbi Chanan bar Kavya over there. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda only said, "Look, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Hasam Ela to Amar Gurachas Mechitza." He allowed the Mechitza to shoot down as long as you have Mechitzas. Aba Kofa Gudlo. Maybe it doesn't allow you to do two steps: bend the Mechitzas and then shoot them down. Maybe he only allows you to shoot them down. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda says you need a wall. You need a physical wall, and then you say it as if the wall is shooting down into the water. But here, Kof and Gud. Who says Rabbi Yehuda would agree to that? Period. The Ad Kalokama Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya Hasam. Now the Gemara says also limited. When did Rabbi Chanan Akavya allow you to use Kof and Gud Ela B'yamash al Tferia? Only by the Kinneret. Why? Ha'il v'yeshla Ogenim. There are high banks on the Kinneret. V'ayaros v'karpifos makifos osa. There are high ledges. There are high cliffs. Next, as at least it was then, that surround, and therefore it's a carmelis. It's a carmelis. It's like surrounded by walls, and therefore he allowed you, his mako, to apply kof and gud in the kinneret. Alav b'shar meimoslo, but he wouldn't do it in other areas. Period. Stop there. That's all part one of the Gemara. So what did we say in Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya? That in order to use kof and gud, you have to have a porch that's at least 24x4 amos, 24 tefachim around, 6x6 tefachim. That's the minimum shear that is needed. The Gemara now, until the Mishnah, is just going to say three other cases where you don't need these measurements, but you could use other halachic factors that could help you out in terms of bending down walls. And the issue, and the rule is always going to be, you got to have a hole of 4x4 tefachim and then enough area out that will be considered your mechitzos that you would be able to bend down in an imaginary way. So here we go. Amar Abaya. If your porch is close within three tefachim of the wall, meaning it's not a regular porch that's right off the wall, but it's within three tefachim of a wall, tsarich, so now we're going to use lovewood, right, that we haven't used that yet. Lovewood is something within three tefachim, as if it's full, that area. So, tsarich sheyehe arka dalad amos, as long as the length against the wall is four amos, which is, again, 24 tefachim, the rochba achadas aromashu, and the width is 11 plus. 11 plus why? Because you use one of the amos to fill up imaginarily the four, you need an area, a hole of 4x4 tefachim. So you have an airspace of three, just less than three. So you add on one more to how much is left to the porch, you still have 10. You still have 10 plus, right? It's 11 plus width away from the wall. So if you cut off one more to make it a 4 tefach wall, so then what do you have left next to you? 10 plus. So the plus could be the imaginary wall that shoots down to create the mechitza of an area, again, a hole of 4 by 4 tefachim with 10 tefachim porch next to it. Right? That is, which again, imaginarily can be bent down to shoot down, and a wall is 10 tefachim high. Right? That is case number one that we allow. And again, if you look in the pictures, that it's have it beautifully graphically depicted in terms of what's being bent down. You always need a 10 tefach horizontal porch that imaginarily is going to be bent down. That's the kof, and then you're going to apply good achitz. 4 by 4 tefach space and 10 tefach wall. Next, ha'isa zakufa. What if it is not flat, but the wall is straight up? It is vertical. The wall is vertical. So again, it's going to have to be 10. It's going to be easier now because now the wall is facing the right direction. You're just going to shoot it down. But the question is, how thick does the wall have to be? So ha'isa zakufa, tzarech she'yeh gova, asara tefachim. So fine, here you're not having to worry about kof, because it's already the right direction. It's straight up. So it's 10 tefachim high, so you shoot it down. But the question is, v'rochba vav tefachim. It has to be the width, 6 tefachim, v'shnei mashehuin, and a little bit. Why? Because if it's within a certain area of the wall, so you could apply lavud. If it's within 3 tefachim three tefachim of the wall, you apply lavud, and then you add on the mashahus, and in that way, again, you can have a structure created of 4 tefachim in the area. Another way, another permutation, how you could get 10 tefachim walls shooting down. Again, the first way was using lavud out with a horizontal a porch. Here you're using lavud with a vertical wall. Next, Amrav Huna Brei Rav Yoshua, third and final case. Haisa Omedes Bekeren Zavis. What if you're in a corner, meaning you already have 2 real walls? So now you're going to need less. You already have 2 real walls in the corner. If you have the bottom picture, 303. If you have that picture book. Haisa Omedes Bekeren Zavis. Tzarech she'yeh govo yutvachim. You need, again, you need it to be 10. It's a vertical wall. You need it to be 10 tvachim high. You always need it to be 10 tvachim high, because you can never apply good achis if your wall is in 10 tvachim. So 10 tvachim high, v'rochbo beis tvachim v'shnei mashehuin. And if the width is 2 tvachim and 2 mashehuin, so then that works. Because again, if you look in the picture, it's within 3 tvachim of one wall. So that creates 4 tvachim on that side. And it's 4 tvachim on the other side. You're surrounded by all the walls. It bends, goes, shoots down. And you're surrounded by 3 plus walls. And therefore, in all of these permutations, again, the rule is, how could you create a mechitza tluya that's going to work over water, according to Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya? That is what works. Continues, finishing up the section of the Gemara. Ve'alaha d'tanya, Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya. So what about the normal case that we started with, where he says, Omer, gezustra shish badalat amos adalat amos, chokik badalat adalat amal, v'heichem ishkachasla. What about the case that he said, that you can't rely on any of these, all these three cases, you could do less. You could do less than 4 by 4 with 4 by 4 hole, or you need 4 by 4 amos. So what was he talking about? So Gemara says, Davida kikasisa. He must be talking about a case where you have no other real walls nearby. It's in the middle of nowhere. It's the middle of the water, and you're creating a platform in the middle of the water to bring water up from. So that's the case where you require a 4 by 4 amos area. But if it's next to any type of wall, then obviously you wouldn't need that. And therefore, his case was only where there was no previous, previous wall that was there that you could try to use. Okay, ad kan divrei Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya. Good. So now we get into the next Mishnah. Again, we could talk a lot. Also, just to mention it, we've discussed in the past about Halacha Lemoshe Misinai. We've been talking about a lot of Halacha Moshe Misinais here. We have good, we have lovewood, we have kof, right? We have all of different types of Halacha Moshe Misinais. Again, that's, we've discussed in the past the Chiddush of Reb Chaim to help explain why we seemed like some Halacha Moshe Misinais you would get Malkus for, you wouldn't get Malkus for. So Reb Chaim explained in Hilchos Macholos Asuros that there are two types of Halacha Moshe Misinais. Most of the ones here that we have, l'chora, are what he would call halacha Moshe Misinai ha-michadeshes, meaning it's something new, right? It's not the opposite. Halacha Moshe B'Sina hamifareshes, an expansion. So, for example, a shtuye yayin, somebody who drinks wine, cannot do avoda the Beis Hamikdash. She's mechalal the avoda. So, if that's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, that could be a mifareshes. That's also called a zor. We have said we've discussed this in the past. But l'chora, all of these that we're talking about is not expanding anything, right? It's just saying something new. We wouldn't have known any of these. Good, achis, lovewood. So l'chora, they're all that type of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Okay. Let's continue now. Says the Mishnah. Amaz, we're still talking about water issues. You still need the picture book, but the part that we did was the crucial area where it really helped. Amaz hamayim shehi overes b'chatzer. Somebody has a pipe of water, an open pipe of water that's going through the chatzer. Right, let's say in the days of old, remember you didn't have sinks in your house. So if you are a technologically advanced city, so then you might be able to create a water source. You don't have to schlep down to the river, to the bottom. You create some type of mechanism that you can bring the water into the town. So what if you have a water source coming into the chatzer? So it's coming into the chatzer. So it's coming, we're going to get to this later, it's coming from a karmelis. That's the yam. And it comes through and now it's surrounded by two walls. Surrounded by two walls, and it goes through the chatzer. So, am I allowed to fill up from that? What type of rishus is that? So, the Gemara is going to assume, the Mishnah is assuming that it's also a karmelis. Let's say it's a certain amount deep and a certain amount wide. So, how do I create the situation where I'm allowed to take water from this on Shabbos? That's what the Mishnah is talking about. So, amas amayim shiyoveres b'chatzer, ein memalin emena b'shabbos. You can't take from the water on Shabbos, meaning from a karmelis to, let's say, your chatzer, which is also a karmelis type of area. Elim kain asala machitza gavo yitachim biknisa ubiitzia. What you have to do is to create a machitza where the water is coming in, the two sides of the chatzer, entrance and exit into the chatzer. You put up a certain wall, not blocking it, obviously, you need the water to come in, just like we said in the last mission on yesterday's daf. Right? You put in a symbolic type of hecker, and that's good enough. And then you're able to take from the water. So, 10 tvachim high. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, as he said in the previous Mishnah, kosel shal gaba tida misha mechitza. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, the wall on top is good enough. If you have the wall of the chatzah that goes over it, that's good enough. You don't need a separate one to be a hecker. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, maisa bi'ima shel avel shem amalim mimena al pizakena b'shabbos. So we know the story that she was able to use this on Shabbos, right? And then they did not put up a mechitza in that case. Amrulo, they said no. They said because that wasn't a shear of a karmelis. It wasn't deep enough, it wasn't wide enough, and therefore it was makom ptur, and that's what they were able to take from it. But if it was a real karmelis, you would have to put up the mechitzas. The Chacham Sofer has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph, Siman Pei Zayin, in Aruch Chaim. He talks about there was a type of water source that was also in the middle of a chatzer, and the shaila that was asked to him is, can we surround the water source with Tzuros HaPesach? Not a mechitza, Tzuros HaPesach. That was his shaila. Ki amas amayim overes v'cholekas ha'ir. It went straight through the city. Im yesh l'takein al yidei Tzuros HaPesach kona echan me'eber amayim mizeh, v'kona echan mizeh, v'kona al gaveyem. Uva'az tidona ir kechatzer sh'amas amayim overes b'tocha. Oh, right, Nema, do you build a doorway going into water? So the Chacham Sofer says, Mutter, ein lanu ela mashem asinu lehed yibashas. The only time that you say that you can't build a Pesach to something is what said Mefurish. We had earlier in the Masechta, way back, in the single digits, we had people don't make doorways at corners. Remember that? We had Tzuras HaPesach. You wanted to make a Tzuras HaPesach at the corner of the Mavui because the corner fell down. The Gemara said, Pischa b'keren zavas lo avdi inshi. Says the Chacham Sofer, but you only say that where the Shas said it. So here, what? You don't have a doorway going into water? Says the Chacham Sofer, you do not have to be machmir. And you know what? Many people do make structures in water. He says, how many of our mikvahs are built? And he describes that you have like a dock and you build some walls into the water for privacy. And that's what a lot of mikvahs were in the days of old. And even in bungalow colonies now, it could be that, or in camps, they have certain mikvahs built this way in some type of private way. But in Adam, nechnasim l'toch ha'mayim, al yidei pisachim ha'benuyim al gabei ha'mayim. So it's people do it now. And therefore, one would be able to use the Tzuros HaPesach in terms of cordoning off the city. So anyway, this is the machlokas in the Mishnah. What do you do for the water coming through? So Tana Rabbanan, asula b'knisa v'lo asula b'yetzia. Asula b'yetzia v'lo asula b'knisa. If you only made it on one side, it's not good enough. In mamalan imen of a Shabbos, elim kein asula m'chitza yutfachim b'yetzio b'knisa. You got to make it on both sides. Rabbi Yehuda Omer again calls the shagaba tida misha m'chitza. Peter says, no, the wall that shoots straight across is good enough. You don't need a wall made l'shem mechitza in the mayim. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, same story. Ma'isa b'amas ha'mayim sh'aisa ba'a me'evel etzipori. There was a water cistern that went from evel to tzipori. V'hayim ha'malan imen of Shabbos. At least it filled up on Shabbos. Al pi hazakenim. Amru lo, same answer. Misham raya? That's not a raya. Mipnei shalo ha'isa muka yudfachim v'rach medalad. It wasn't its own rishus. And therefore, that's why it was allowed. Period. Tanya idach, another b'raisa. Amas hamayim ha'overes ben achalonos. Here's the case. You can look in the pictures also, but you can understand it. You have two houses. Between the houses, you have the water source. The people in the houses want to send a pail down into the water to get water on Shabbos. Right? They created this stream, this artificial stream in between the houses. Am I allowed to take a pail on Shabbos? Right? Very halacha l'maisa in the days of old. Can I take a pail on Shabbos, reach down, fill it up from the water, and bring it up? What do I have to do to make that mutter? What do I have to do? So, Amatayim over has been a chalonos. So, the Brisa says, Pachos mi gimel, if something is less than three, Mishal shel tliya mamale. Then, one can lower the pail and fill it up. Gimel ain mishal shel tliya mamale. But if it's three, you can't. If it's three, you can't. That's what the Brisa says. What is unclear in the Brisa is, what has to be three? What has to be three in order, if it's three, then it's no good, and if it's less than three, then it's good. Unclear, we're going to have three different pshatim. What exactly does the Brisa mean by that line? But before we get there, Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Pachos Vidalet Mishal Sholtli Umamale, Dalet Eim Shal Sholtli Umamale. So it's either three or four. If it's less than three or four, it's good. If it's more, it's not good. So B'maya Skina, what are we talking about? What has to be three or four? E lema, pshat number one. Ba'amas Hamayim Gufa, the width of the aqueduct itself. That's what we're talking about. If it's not three or four tefachim wide, then you can take from it. If it's three tefachim wide, then you cannot take from it. Is that true? Ve'ela ha, techiyasa ravdimi, am Rabbi Yochanan, ein karmelis p'chusim idalid. What do you mean? We have a statement of Rabbi Yochanan that a karmelis has to be at least four tefachim. Four tefachim at least. So, lema kitanayim alashmaitz, that's really a machlokas tanayim, because here it says three or four. Is that a machlokas tanayim? We'd rather not say that. So, says the Gemara, Ella, so we're not talking about the actual inside, how wide the ama is, but rather, Ella ba'agafeha. We're talking about the banks. The banks. There's a bank next to the water, between the water and the house. There's a bank. Our shaila is, the water is a karmelis, let's say, and it's four wide. And the house is a rishus hayachid. You want to bring the water from the karmelis to the house. Can you put it down onto the banks in between? If that's a makom tur, then it's okay. So that's the issue here. The machlokas is about makom tur. A shir of a makom tur, three or four. That's the machlokas. Ula haklef, to put it onto the makom tur in between. That's the machlokas. Fine. Remember we discussed just on Shabbos, came up a little bit, but in terms of water having banks, where does that come up, halacha l'maisa, water having banks? In terms of swimming areas on Shabbos. We just spoke about that. So in Isser D'Rabbanan, Chazal said, to swim on Shabbos, and Isser Shut, as it's included, because the Isser, one might come to make a flotation device, to make a raft, but that gzera only applies where it's in a river, Chazal made. But if it doesn't have the tsura of a river, meaning it has high banks, doesn't just go up on the side, so we said that's not included in the gzera. So that's why Rav Moshe was asked to Shiloh, what about a swimming pool? Any problem with a swimming pool? So Rav Moshe says, misad gzeras shut. So it's not included in that gzera. But there are other problems. There's the saturating a garment if you're in a bathing suit. Right? If you're not in a bathing suit, then there are other problems. Not just Hilchos Shabbos problems. But that's number one. And number two, the issue is there was already a Minhag HaKadmonim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes for hundreds of years already. There's a Minhag HaKadmonim that we don't bathe ourselves on Shabbos. Don't bathe ourselves on Shabbos. So that is what Moshe said. But that's another halachic area where banks have a halachic significance. But either way, so the Braisa says less than 3 is okay, more than 3 is no good. Number one, does that mean the width of the Amah itself? No. It means the banks. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. So we're saying the issue here is how big is the makom p'tur? But if you have a makom p'tur, you could for sure put it on the makom p'tur in between. But didn't we have already? Another statement of Rabbi Yochanan: makom shein bo dalid al dalid. If you have a makom p'tur, mutar lebnei rishus ayachad lebnei rishus rabim l'kaseif alav. They could each. If you have a Rosh Hashanah Yachin on one side of the Malkum Tur, and a Rosh Hashanah Rambam on the other side, they could each put their bundles down on it and then pick them up again, but they shouldn't switch it, start it in Rosh Hashanah Yachin, put it down, and then end it up in Rosh Hashanah Rambam. They shouldn't use this as a ha'arama, as a way to move items from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah. So what do you mean? That everybody in this braisa is saying that it's mutter if it's a makom p'tur. The machlokas is, what is the makom p'tur? But Rabbi Yochanan says you can't do it through a makom p'tur anyway. So the Gemara says, no. Hasam, when does he say there's a problem to put it on a makom p'tur in the middle, Rishuyos Daraisa? That's in a case of Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYachid with a makom p'tur in the middle. That's where it shouldn't be done. Hacha Rishuyos Darabana. What are we talking about here? It's a Karmelis to a Rishus HaYachid. A Karmelis to a Rishus HaYachid Daraisa. So, therefore, that is why it's not, he would allow it. Rabbi Yochanan would allow it here. Aye. V'har Rabbi Yochanan Rishuyos Darabanami Amar. That's not true. We have a statement as follows. The Rabbi Yochanan even said you shouldn't put it on a makom p'tur in the middle, even by Rishuyos Darabanan. Ditanya, the Braisa says, Kosel Shmein Shtei Chatzeros, a wall between, remember we had this case, you have a wall between 2 yards. Gavoa Yutzvachim V'rochav Arba. If the wall is 10 Tvachim high and 4 wide, Ma'arvin Shtayim V'Ma'arvin Echad, then you have to make 2 Erevs, right? Because this is a separation. Hayu Barosho Peros. If there's fruit on top of this wall that's 10 Tvachim high and 4 Tvachim wide, then it's his own Rishus. So Elu Olin Mikan V'Ochlin, V'Elu Olin Mikan V'Ochlin. They can each go up and eat there, but they cannot bring it in their own area. Nifretz HaKosel Ad Eser Amos. If the wall breaks, Ad Eser Amos, if the breach is up to 10 Amos, wide, Ma'arvin Shnayim V'Marasa Ma'arvin Echad, then you have a choice, Ma'arvin Shuka Pesach, because that's treated like a door if it's less than 10. Yoser Mikam, but if it's more than 10 wide, Ma'arvin Echad V'Marvin Shnayim, then you have to make 1 Erev, it's 1 big Chatzer. V'Havinan Ba, and we said, asking about this, what is the case in this Braisa? 10 high and 4 wide. V'Havinan Ba, we asked, Ein Bo Arba Amai, what if it was not 4 Tvachim wide, then what's the halacha with the fruit on top? Amar Rav, Avir Beis Rishuyo Sholetes Bo, V'lo Yazes Bo Malay Nima. Rav was Machmir. This is a joint area, and you can't do anything with it. You can't move anything. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar Elo Malin, Mikan V'Ochlin, Elo Malin, Mikan V'Ochlin. Rabbi Yochanan says you can each go up and enjoy it there. It's a makom p'tur. It's less than 4 tvachim. The Azda Rabbi Yochanan L'taimei. And this is, we're getting to the question now. We didn't get to the question yet. And Rabbi Yochanan is L'shitaso. T'chi Asa Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, compare this case where you have the 4 tefach wall, less than 4 tvachim wall on top. That they can each go up there, but they can't bring it down. Makom she'en bo dalad al dalad. Mutza l'b'nei rishas arabim. L'b'nei rishas yachala katef alav. U'v'vach ala yachlifu. Question mark. What did Rav Dimi just say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? This case, which is a Darabanan context, you have 2 chatzeros with a thin wall in between, he compares that to the Daraisa context of Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid with a makom p'tur in the middle. So you see there's no difference, according to Rabbi Yochanan, between Rishus Daraisa and Darabanan context. So we're back to the original question. Then how could this Braisa be talking about, oh, you're using the ledge of the banks, makom p'tur in the middle? Rabbi Yochanan says you can't do that. You can't use the makom p'tur in the middle. So Gemara says, Hahi Ze'iri Amra. Right? No, that was in the name of Ze'iri, not in the name of Rav Dimi. So Ula Ze'iri Kasha, so what? It's still Rav Yochanan. Doesn't matter who's quoting Rav Yochanan, whether it's Ze'iri or Rav Dimi. So the Gemara says, no, HaZe'iri, Rav Ze'iri, who quotes this, the name of Rav Yochanan, Mukima Ba'ama Samayim Gufa, would go back to suggestion number 1. What are the 4 Tzvachim that we're talking about? Not about the banks, but about the Amas Amayim itself. And he would say, V'Rav Dimi Tanayi. And he would say that issue about whether a Karmelis can be less than 4, that's a machlokas tanan. Well, we said, do you want to say that before? He says, yeah, I'll accept that. Period. So far we have 2 suggestions how to understand the Braisa. Before we get to a third, the Gemara asks one other question. Viteve kichure Karmelis. why don't we say that the Amma, remember this whole aqueduct is coming from the sea. Why don't we say that anything that's connected to the sea is like an extension of the sea? Churei Carmelis. We've had earlier, remember we had if there were walls right next to the street and you have holes in the wall for people to put things in from the street, those might be called Churei Rishus Arabim. And they might have the status of Rishus Arabim. So here too, this water source is coming from the sea. So why don't we say this whole water source is called the Carmelis, period. It doesn't matter what the shiurim are, even if it's smaller. So Gemara says, Abaye bar Avin, Rabbi Chanina bar Avin, Dami Travayu, Ein Churin b'Karmelis. No Churin in a Karmelis. Why not? Says the Ritva, because this is a Stam Din D'Rabbanan. Stam Din D'Rabbanan. What was the Havamina? The Havamina was called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Ke'ein D'Araisa Tikkun. Anytime the Rabbanan create a rabbinic rishus, a rabbinic din, they always parallel it after a D'Araisa din. So the Havamina is that. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein D'Araisa Tikkun. Answer says the Ritva is no. It's a real Rabbanan. You don't always have that the principle working exactly. So that is all though. Number two. Rav Ashi Amma. Now Rav Ashi has the third shot. In the Braisa, what does it mean less than, again, what was the case? You have two houses with a water source in between. When are you allowed to bring up some water in a pail into the house? Only if it's less than four or three. What's less than four or three? The water itself or the banks. Now, number three. Ravashi Arafilu Tema Yeshchorin Bekarmelis. Even if you would want to say Yeshchorin Lekarmelis. The Ritvi here notes, not that anybody says that. Just total theoretical lahagdol tor lahadir. Not that anybody ever says that. Hani mili. But when would you say that? Bismucha. I'm sorry, we're not up to the third pshat yet. Hacha muflegas. That's only if the chorin are right next to the original rishus, like the holes in the wall next to the street. But here you're away from the yam. So hacha muflegas. I apologize. That was just finishing up that section. Now we're up to it. Ravina amar. Third pshat. What does it mean in terms of a 3 and 4. Kigon da'avad la nifki apuma. You made certain types of mechitzos at the edge, but you didn't make one totally going across. You put some semi mechitza walls on the edge, but it didn't go across, and that's what it's referring to. 3 or 4 are talking about, that's the space in between these mechitzos that you put at the edge, and the machlokas is love it, 3 or 4. That's what we know from elsewhere. V'adz Rabbanan l'taymayhu. The Rabbanan say, what we pask in Lovat is 3. Reb Shimon Gamliel l'taymay. And Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that Lovat is 4. Period. So that is the maskana of that Gemara. Stop there for a minute. L'hagdol Torah l'hadir. The Ritva says, really, oh, yesh chorin. So sometimes we have this, that even though it never comes up, it's there just l'shma. Like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Aleph, there are 3 cases, at least according to one opinion, that never came up, that never happened. There's a machlokas there, but there are at least 3 cases. Ben Sora Remora, Ir Ani Dachas, and Bayis HaMenuga. Those 3. Each one of them is a machlokas. The other Tana says, oh, I stood at the kever of a Ben Sora Remora. But what's the purpose of having these in the Torah? Well, Hagdol Torah Lahadir. Or the Gemara says in Nida, right, that for kosher fish you need snapir v'kaskesas, you need scales and fins. The Gemara says no, but every fish that has scales has fins. So what do you need the simen of fins? Lahagdol Torah lahadir. Lahagdol lahadir. We mentioned in Parshas here, in Parshas Shmini, maybe fins and scales though are, you have a message, because scales are for protection and fins make you move. You can't in life just have scales. You got to have fins. You can't just stay protected and hope to stay where you are. You got to go forward, because life is about moving, right? Only malachim are called omdim. We're called mahalchim. We're called movers. We always move. Okay, let's just do the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, gezustra shilamala ben amayim. So this is what we had already. It's quoted before. You have a gezustra. You have the porch that's over water. Ein mamala ne'mena b'shabes. You can't fill from it. El imkein asalo mechitza gvo asar atfachim. You got to have a mechitza 10 tfachim high. Bein milamala, bein milamata. Either above the porch or below the porch. That's by a gezustra. Right, the cases we had before about putting the mechitzas into the pit, that's by a pit with water. Here we're talking about a raised porch, so it's either above or below. The chen, shtei gezustros zulamala mizu. If you have 2 porches, one above another, not directly one above another, We had diagonally, but one above another. So asul al yonav asul tachtona. We had this before. If you made for the upper one, so that the lower one is going to have to go up and then go in and then use that one. So that upper porch is a public area because the bottom one is going to have to use it. So it's a regav ha'oseres bimkoma. So shtei asuras ashiya arvu. They're not going to be able to use that unless you make an eriv in between. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. We'll start with the Gemara, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. We'll get into some other issues tomorrow when we, Be'ez Hashem, get to the end of the 8th Perek. End of the 8th Perek. It's on the horizon. Sechaz Erev on the horizon. Finishes at the end of Parshas, Shabbos Parshas Balak. I think is the siyum for Mesechaz Erev. And then, Be'ez Hashem, we get into our summer learning, Mesechaz Pesachim. Okay, we'll stop here.